Today's scripture is in two parts. The first of our scriptures is from the book of Numbers. And Numbers was written to the Israelites as a reminder of God's faithful commitment to his people in spite of their failures. And it calls its readers to fulfill their responsibility to God's call for holy living. Numbers was probably written about 1406 BC. Just as the people were about to enter the land of Canaan. So today's scripture is from Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 6, 10 through 16, and 24 to 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. The rabble with them began to crave other food. And again the Israelites started wailing and said, "If we only had meat to eat, we remember the fish and that we ate in Egypt at no cost, and also the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now we've lost our appetite. We will never see anything again but this manna." Moses heard the people of every family wailing, each at the entrance to their tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you might put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath of your forefathers? Where can I get meat for these people? They keep wailing on me, 'Give us meat to eat.' I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you're going to treat me, put me to death right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, do not let me face my own ruin." And so Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. And he brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him. And he took of the spirit that was on him and put the spirit on 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. They did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go to the tent. And yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." The second of our scriptures is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. Now, the disciples here, you'll notice in the passage before, and further up in chapter 9, the disciples had recently bungled an exorcism, but somehow they didn't hesitate to obstruct someone who was successful but not a member of their official team. The disciples wanted exclusive rights to Jesus' name, as if they owned the copyright. And Jesus says no. But this same attitude crops up today when we regard our own church as the true one, seeking to confine God's work to our own personal endeavors. If we can't do it, we don't want anyone else to either. It's a lesson in humility. Hear now the word of the Lord. "Teacher," said John, "we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me, for whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward. And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, then cut it off. It is better to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. For it is better to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, for it is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. And salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, then how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.